CCTA wake-up call for January 15th and 16th, 2022. January 15 and 16, CCTA wake-up call.
Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA wake-up call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Rick Hopkins. Thank you for allowing us to share this time with you. We appreciate your tuning in to our talk show. And we hope you find it informative and useful and continue to tune in. We have Bob and Mary Griswold with us.
Hello.
Hello.
We have Melissa with us.
Hello.
And then you have moi. So Howe and Rainer are still recovering, but they are recovering and doing much better. So I want to keep you up to date on their situation there. Let's talk about some of the scary stuff that's going on in our United States of America. It's not the same United States I grew up in, but we're going to talk about some of the things that are causing changes. And one of them, a conservative activist says that Democrats won't use a section of the 14th Amendment to keep Donald Trump and other conservatives from being able to run for office.
Yes.
They're pushing the January 6th insurrection narrative in hopes they can apply the 14th Amendment to prevent President Donald Trump from ever holding public office again.
You know, Rick, it's hard for them to even hold what is called, quote, insurrection based on the definitions of the words. But then again, folks, go back to the book 1984 by George Orwell. Just redefine the word.
That's right. And that's what they're very good at, is redefining. If they don't like the narrative, they change it. If they don't like the terminology, they change it. And they're very good at that. And there's obviously enough sheep out there wandering around, not paying attention, not caring, that they buy into all this stuff without putting up a fight.
They're not only going after President Trump. They're going after as many as 120 Republicans,
yes,
in Congress to prevent them from running.
Yep, Madison Cawthorn, because he was there at the Capitol on the 6th.
The law that they're using was a law that happened after the Civil War and had to do with people who were involved with the Confederate government.
Yeah.
If this was an insurrection, it was not a very good one. Nobody was armed. Nobody organized it, and as someone has said, it looked like a bunch of grandparents taking selfies in the Capitol.
Not only that, if you look at the massive number of people that were there that day,
mm-hmm,
had they wanted to overtake the Capitol?
Oh.
Weapons or not, they could have done it just surely from the mass.
Just from the mass, yeah.
The
right.
Only people that were killed were Ashley Babbitt, and there was another woman in the tunnel that was beaten by the police and then run over by the crowd.
Right, she got trampled.
And so, I mean, again, if you're going to do an insurrection, we do remember that at one point the weathermen, tied closely to Barack Obama, actually bombed the Capitol.
Yes.
And this was old people taking selfies, I'm sorry.
Well, let's talk about this 14th Amendment angle that they're using. They're referring to Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. No person shall be a senator or representative in Congress or elector of president and vice president or hold any office, civil or military, under the United States or under any state who have previously taken an oath as a member of Congress or as an officer of the United States or as a member of any state legislature or as an executive or judicial officer of any state to support the Constitution of the United States shall have engaged in insurrection or rebellion against the same, or given aid or comfort to the enemies thereof. But Congress may, by a vote of 2/3 of each house, remove such disability. Now, you have to look back at who's defining this as an insurrection.
Yes.
And it's the same people that impeached President Trump twice in the House, but he was never convicted in the Senate.
It's also the same people who ignored all the 2020 summer riots.
Yes.
And ignored all the evidence that might be used in a trial.
Yes. And it's the same people that are not applying the 14th Amendment to the citizens that have been locked up in the D.C. jail for a year now.
Yes.
And let me tell you why. Get down here to it. All persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject, this is Section 1 of the 14th Amendment, to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside. No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws. Now, why aren't they applying that part of the 14th Amendment to those people they've locked up? In some cases, there's reports of torture and abuse. They don't apply the 14th Amendment there.
Well, the answer to the why is because it doesn't meet their ends. Whatever can meet their ends, they will twist it to meet their objective.
All right. Well, I guess the reason we're talking about this is to try to bring attention to and highlight the fact that because of who's in power and who's in control now, they control the narrative. And if they want to change the language or the meaning of the Constitution, which they have done repeatedly, they do it. And you can also see where they lie and flip-flop back and forth on it.
Oh,
because,
yeah.
Like today, I can't remember where it was, I saw it. Anyway, they were running a video of what Chuck Schumer said.
About the filibuster?
About
yes.
The filibuster. When they were needing to get rid of it, or
wanted.
Didn't want to get rid of it, when they wanted to use it, and he was speaking exactly opposite.
Yeah.
He sounded like what the Republicans sound like today in defending the filibuster. So go ahead.
What you heard was Senator Tom Cotton gave a speech against erasing the filibuster, but the irony was he used Chuck Schumer's speech.
Yes.
From when he was so.
He even put a huge picture of Chuck Schumer up there while he was
wow.
giving.
Wow. Yeah. But what has happened is that our Justice Department, to get back to January 6th.
We don't have a Justice Department.
Has been totally politicized. This began many years ago. We knew that something was amiss when the new Black Panthers were preventing people from voting in Pennsylvania, in Philadelphia, and the Justice Department dismissed the case, saying they couldn't be guilty of voter intimidation or racism because they were Black.
Yeah.
You had videos of exactly what they were doing. They were breaking the law. And the Justice Department decided, oh, no, we're not going to do that. And, again, we saw it under the Clinton administration. I think if you want to be honest, I mean, it goes back a long time. But I think it was turned into an art form during the Clinton administration with all their scandals that never quite materialized because they were never fully investigated.
And again, go back to what the definition of is, where
yes.
we started to redefine well-understood words into...
To meet the purpose of the moment.
Purpose.
Well, they also, I think, are trying, you know, one way they're redefining the country is if you look at the speeches lately given by Biden and the words that Psaki uses, that Pelosi uses, and count how many times they say democracy.
Yeah.
Oh.
And it's always, like President Biden's speech just the other day was about protecting democracy, hurting the democracy. You know, it was democracy, democracy, democracy. We're a republic. And the difference is the republic is governed by the people, and a democracy is governed by the government.
By the mob.
And they're really getting you used to hearing democracy.
You know, along with that democracy, just as he was complaining about the democracy when the majority of the Senate voted against the position that he wanted, and he was complaining that we weren't using a democracy, when in fact the majority did not agree with him.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The other part of that speech that was interesting, one of his comments in the speech was, do you want to be on the side of Dr. King or George Wallace, the side of John Lewis or Bull Connor, the side of Abe Lincoln or Jefferson Davis? Well, I went back a little bit and played with DuckDuckGo and found some of the things that President Biden, as a senator, had said to and about Senator Byrd. Now, Senator Byrd formed one of the original Ku Klux Klan chapters in his hometown. In 1946, he wrote to the Klan's Grand Wizard, "The Klan is needed today as never before, and I'm anxious to see its rebirth here in West Virginia and in every state in the nation." Well, whose side was Joe Biden on? I realize times have changed, but, you know, to accuse everyone else of where you were or where you probably are is a little hypocritical.
Yep.
A little disingenuous.
It is. All right, well, we need to take a break to hear from our sponsors. We hope you guys will stay tuned and come back. Also, we hope you'll visit our sponsors and tell them you heard about us on CCTA Wake Up Call.
Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call Charles Grover at 252-637-2399 or stop by the shop on 17 South in New Bern. Torque can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they can rebuild your transmission if that's what you prefer. See Torque for a variety of minor automotive repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pump. You can count on Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
The God and Country Christian Alliance has a simple mission, but it is a profound one. They want to inform and educate the public on issues of moral and political concern. They want to restore the Judeo-Christian values upon which this nation was founded to all levels of government. And they want to encourage and activate pro-family voters. Simple, but not easy. The God and Country Christian Alliance meets the third Monday of every month at Moore's Barbecue on MLK in New Bern. Meetings begin promptly at 7 p.m. and end by 8:30. To enjoy dinner with the group before the meeting, arrive between 6 and 6:30. Both the food and the company are good. Meetings include speakers and discussion, and their annual banquets are legendary. Join them on the third Monday of each month for a refreshingly candid view of the world and our place in it.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, Melissa, you mentioned democracy, and here's an article that Democrats are scared for democracy that is coming on Election Day. Have a chart here of the president's current approval ratings. His approval rating has dropped to 42.1%, and disapproval has risen to 54.6%. So,
are those the current numbers? Because I think it's lower than that now.
It may be. This was
The one that was reported on across the board, from what I saw today, his approval rating is at 33%.
Yeah, it's really.
That's why they're scared about Election Day.
Well, people vote their pocketbooks. And the cost of gasoline has gone up drastically. And of course, that impacts the cost of everything else. And now, because of the supply chain problems, they've instituted a new policy on the West Coast where they're keeping the ships out of port and away from port so that if you go to look at the line of ships coming in, you can't see it. They're all
out
hidden.
Of sight, out of mind.
So they're playing games, and they may be able to hide the ships, but they can't hide the empty shelves.
Right. Well, now that the Democratic Party's all-day extravaganza commemorating January 6th has concluded on Capitol Hill, the real issue behind the somber-sounding warnings of imperiled democracy is rising to the surface. Democrats anticipate an Election Day reckoning by voters, now only 10 months away, and must whip up their base to count it. So what they are doing in all of these different activities, spreading of their lies and all that stuff. So one of the strategies that they're turning to is trying to pass this Voting Rights Act. Now, again, going back to what I said in the previous segment, whoever is in control or in power determines the language, and here they say voting rights, but actually it's not a Voting Rights Act. They are actually trying to take rights away.
In the name of fairness, of course.
Yeah, they're not allowing states to use voter identification.
That's interesting. Voter ID. But in D.C. today, in order to go anywhere in D.C., to go into a restaurant or
you need
any
vax?
You have to have an ID.
And a vax card.
Mm-hmm. But not to vote. Doesn't make sense, does it?
Well, one thing about voter ID as well is that 88% approve of having voter ID, and 77% of Black voters approve of having voter ID. So their big thing is that having to show voter ID for voting is that it would suppress the vote of the Black community. 77% of the Black community, Black voters want to have you show voter ID. I mean,
also,
it's ridiculous.
Try living in today's world without some kind of ID.
Well, of course,
you can't open a bank account. You can't rent a car. You can't take an airplane. You can't. I mean, the list goes on.
But think about it. Who does not have a legitimate citizen's ID?
And, of course, they're free in most states.
And think about this.
Who doesn't have it?
Think about this. In order to claim your winnings from your lottery ticket, what have you got to have?
You got to have a picture ID.
Suddenly, that's not a problem anymore, is it?
You know, and now I'm going to roll back the Wayback Machine and go back to history. Last night we watched a quick clip of the old Jackie Gleason show. That's the early 50s. And in the Jackie Gleason show, Ed Norton, I think it was, yes, and Ralph Cramden were both working very, very hard to elect some kind of alderman or
councilman or something
like that. And they were working feverishly for this councilman. Well, it came to election day, and all of a sudden Trixie came down because Ed can't vote. Why can't he vote? Well, he worked so hard on the campaign, he forgot to register to vote because you have to register in advance.
And they then didn't have same day.
And then also, soon after, Ralph is just in this frozen, as Jackie Gleason would do, in this frozen position, I can't vote either. I forgot to register.
After
chewing Ed out. So the point being that back then it was a normal process to register in advance.
Right. And how many early voting days were there?
Yes, none.
None. And
it's
Election
amazing.
Day was a holiday.
Yes.
Because I remember my parents taking me to the polls when they voted. If you had little kids that were in school, they had the day off, and you took them to the polls.
And one of the other aspects, now again, when we were in Massachusetts, sorry, folks, we were up there for a long time.
A long time.
But if you were ever going to want an absentee ballot to be mailed in, you had to give an explicit reason why you would not be in town to vote on election day.
All right.
Well, I would like to talk about some of the things that Biden said in his speech that are actually, the lies were so blatant that even some of mainstream media had to call him out on it, especially the one where he joked about getting arrested for his civil rights activism, which there is no record of him getting arrested. But anyway, the things that he called out actually improve voter participation. And these laws that started in 2018, 2019, that they started calling voter suppression, 2020 saw the biggest turnout of voters and the biggest turnout of voters in the minority communities. So if these laws are so Jim Crow 2.0, the proof isn't there. They came out and they voted. But the things like cleaning up your voter registrations from people who have passed away is not voter suppression. He said that you're not allowed to give your neighbor water, and the Bible says to feed the hungry and give water to the thirsty, and that is not true at all. It actually, the Georgia law requires that poll sites have a communal water source, but you cannot, as affiliated with a candidate, go up within 25 feet right. of the line and give them. It doesn't mean you can't bring your own. It does not mean a poll worker cannot provide it. And there also has to be a source. They also said that one of the things that suppress it are the ballot boxes. Well, up until COVID, there were no ballot boxes around
right.
the city. They're actually, you know, if they wanted to suppress the vote, they would have said we're doing away with the ballot boxes around there. They're not. They're saying, yes, we will have these ballot boxes here. They're also saying that for mail-in voting, they're extending it out 2 weeks. So you're getting an extra 2 weeks to fill it out and get it in there so that it doesn't come in after the deadline.
And in effect, what you're saying is they've added more ways to steal the election, make it easier to steal the election. And let's jump back to the democracy thing again, because I can't remember if it was Bob or Mary, one of you talked about. What is a democracy?
A democracy essentially is mob rule.
Mob rule. The majority rules.
And we are a representative republic, which means we send people to Washington with the idea that they are going to represent us.
Right. So that's, going back to the narrative of how they changed the meaning of things mm-hmm. to suit their narrative at the time, then when the state of North Carolina put in a constitutional amendment on the ballot to require voter ID, and the majority of North Carolinians voted for it and it passed, why wasn't that a democracy?
Why is the majority not accepted in that situation?
Yeah.
But there's an end game here. And it became rather obvious this week when New York City passed a law allowing non-citizens to vote in local elections. Because, again, New York City is a very large city. You've got a large immigrant population, legal and illegal. And they're just going to let anybody who's been there for 30 years or 30 days vote. Now, the Republicans are suing, saying this is unconstitutional, which it is. But again, this is the end game. Let all these illegal people who have no stake in what happens in the country and who would very much like to live off the land, so to speak, and if you get enough of them to overpower the people that are paying the taxes, you have fundamentally changed the country.
Yes. Well, I've heard those words before, fundamentally changed the country.
Yes.
And it wasn't just a veiled threat. They lived up to it.
Yeah.
And that they continue to do that. Let's give you an example. According to a report by the Daily Signal, the Pretrial Services Agency for the District of Columbia, an independent federal agency designed to aid Washington, D.C. courts, created the Employee Religious Exemption Request Information System.
Oh, yeah.
To track unvaccinated employees who ask for religious exemptions from President Joe Biden's federal COVID-19 shot mandate. Now, we know the Supreme Court shot down his mandate, or at least part of it. The Federal Register describes the new system as the best way to keep track of personal religious information.
Mm-hmm.
That is collected in the context of a public health emergency or similar health and safety incidents such as a pandemic, an epidemic, a natural disaster, or national or regional emergency, and or any other lawful collection of employee information or data that is necessary to ensure a safe and healthy environment for individuals. Those with concerns about the system only have until February 10th to offer any public comments. Now, the agency claims that the database will legally allow for the collection, storing, dissemination, and disposal of employee religious exemption request information for an indefinite period of time. Now, why is that only related to your religious exemption?
It gets even better. A week ago, the NCAA, and of course we're coming up on March Madness in another month or so, released their COVID guidelines. And they have admitted now that natural immunity is acceptable.
Yep.
Just in time for March Madness. Isn't that a coincidence?
If you notice, and I don't understand people, why you don't go do some investigating on your own and go back and just like this thing with the Chuck Schumer, where you go back a few years and look at the video of Chuck on the floor.
Of them saying it.
Saying, you know, how they have changed their narrative, flip-flopped back and forth, all with what's convenient to their current narrative.
Yes.
Anytime it fits, they can totally reverse their opinion and what they've done in the past.
Facebook fact checkers, do your work.
There are no such things.
I know there are no
such things. They're paid liars just like the rest of them. But anyway, I thought that was interesting that they've set up another federal agency and another federal database.
To track us.
To track.
Only the outliers.
The Christians. Mm-hmm. The ones that are claiming religious exemption.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to they're putting us in groups and categories.
So we can fight each other, and if we're fighting each other, we won't pay attention to what they're doing.
Well, when they start rounding us up, too, it'll be a lot easier to find us and identify us.
Yes.
Well, all right. What were we just talking about on the way over here that they have?
Dunkin' Donuts. Go ahead.
They have substantially increased and funded the new group at the FBI that is in charge of looking after domestic terrorists.
Yes.
And who falls under that category?
Anybody that doesn't agree with them. Right.
Exactly.
All right. We need to take another break real quick to hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition of the Moore's family for over 70 years. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked to order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week in New Bern, Winterville, Moorhead City, Swansboro, and Jacksonville. Moore's will cater and deliver anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, folks, before the break, we were talking about some of the things they're trying to do to track us and control us, to identify us. You know, like the January 6th so-called insurrection. It's curious, Bob, how they've gone through thousands and thousands and thousands of videos and photographs using facial recognition and all that to identify all these insurrectionists, grandmas and grandpas and, you know, all those real violent killers that were there at the Capitol that
taking
day.
Taking selfies.
Yeah. It's funny how they do that. But one of the main characters that is on video,
speaking,
even starting the day before, encouraging people to, tomorrow we have to go into the Capitol. We have to go in there. And also the thousands or tens of thousands of hours of video that was taken from inside the Capitol and the security cameras that were there and all the, and they've just had part of that.
Yeah, they
video
haven't released
release.
That.
We haven't seen all of that. How come they're not using that to identify what was going on from the inside?
And how come they want Donald Trump's phone records but not Nancy Pelosi's, since Donald Trump requested the National Guard and was refused?
Right. So, folks, you can see that the narrative only goes in one direction. If you agree with them, you're innocent. If you don't, you're guilty, and they'll find something that they can charge you with that fits, and if they can't, they'll change the law or the rule so that they can do it.
You know, it's interesting because if you look at criminal cases that have been overturned because the prosecution has withheld evidence.
Right.
Now, here is a situation where we know, quote, the prosecution. The FBI is acting like a prosecutor, where we knowledgeably are withholding evidence, and yet nobody's saying boo.
Right.
Well, we are.
Well, we know that that's going on, and they've crept into all branches of our judicial system. Not crap, they've charged into them. But, you know, I'm not saying there's not good agents out there on the street trying to do their job that are faithful and loyal to their oath that they took for this country.
You're correct there.
I am saying that they're upper echelons of our justice system and most of the agencies up there that have to do with these different branches are corrupt. They have been appointed
to be corrupt.
Extreme leftist, socialist, mm-hmm. To bring down this country. I truly believe that, and I think you see evidence of it every day.
And to discredit anyone not aligning with them.
Right. So let's go to the next thing that they are taking charge of, and, you know, that's our military. They have purged our military of some of the top generals from day one. One of the first things they did was start purging any generals and top military that did not fall into line with their agenda. And they really made a difference. And then they brought in the critical race theory teachings into the military. They've divided our military, and then they brought in the transgender and all the other things to further divide us. So our military is not what it once was. Our strength is not what it once was. But here's something they have got. A realistic guerrilla war will be fought across 24 North Carolina counties this month, with young soldiers battling seasoned freedom fighters, according to the U.S. Army. Freedom fighters means American citizen patriots. Our Army is now officially being trained to kill
Americans.
Us. Yes. United States citizens that are standing up for their constitutional rights and calling themselves freedom fighters. The two-week unconventional warfare exercise will be staged on January 22nd through February 4th on privately owned land, and it will be realistic enough to include the sounds of gunfire, blanks, and flares. The U.S. Army John F. Kennedy Special Warfare Center and school said in a news release. So that's what we're doing with our military now. One of the things that they train for the most now is urban warfare. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's where you see the tanks in the street and all the armored vehicles and the soldiers that look like robots. That mm-hmm. Some of them may be. I mean, technology's
there. Confiscation of personal firearms. Well, it's all for your own good.
You know? Right. Yeah, if you are a freedom fighter.
Well, that's what they're working on right now. And they actually have citizens from the area who are volunteering to make it more realistic when they have that experience,
right,
to fight against American patriots. Meanwhile, we have the Russian-Ukraine thing and Putin ballooning up. We have China doing their thing. And we have the Muslims, Taliban, who just came out and said, because for some reason, after the horrible Afghanistan withdrawal, Biden says he's sending 2,000 troops to Kabul. And
he's sending Kabul. Money. He's sending money.
Well, of course. But he is sending 2,000 troops over there. And the Taliban said, then we will send 2,000 martyrs to the U.S. Now, think about it. What just showed up on our shores when they fled Afghanistan?
Yep.
Yeah.
Thousands of Afghanistan refugees.
Unvetted.
Are they just waiting for
those? Unvetted.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
While American citizens couldn't get back into the country, these unvetted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we also have the Taliban demanding a certain amount of seats for their people
mm-hmm.
on these flights that are leaving Afghanistan. We also have the Muslim Brotherhood that came out that they demand that Trump and Pompeo be tried for the murder of
Soleimani.
Yep.
And that if he is not, they will bring their own justice with their own martyrs. And we all know what that means. A martyr to the Muslim faith is suicide bombers.
Yep.
And
we also have these threats.
We also have Iran that we are negotiating with that is about to go nuclear. Absolutely. And we have North Korea that fired a missile last week, and right. we have our troops in Iraq that were attacked a couple of times last week. The world is not a stable place.
It is not stable. And it is not safe. And there are no communications happening. There are no
There are communications happening, because if you don't think that this current administration is not a part of what's being planned over there.
Well, for sure.
You got another thing coming.
There's no build up America, keep us safe. Kinds of talks aren't happening.
Stop and think about, where did the Biden family get all their wealth?
Where are they still getting their wealth?
Yeah, that's the point. There is communication going on, and he's a puppet. He's a puppet. He's not the leader. He's being manipulated. His strings are being pulled, and you're seeing the results of that.
But I really want you to stop and think about that.
Those are my opinions now. You have to formulate your own, but if you get out there and start doing your research, you'll find the same articles that we're bringing to you here. They're widely available. It's very frustrating. If you know your history, go back and try to equate this time with what went on in the American Revolution.
You just mentioned the Biden family and the things that are going on. Well, the Los Angeles mayor, Eric Garcetti, was just approved by the Senate Foreign Relations Committee to be President Biden's ambassador to India. Oddly enough, just months after he attended Hunter Biden's art show.
Yeah.
Isn't that an amazing coincidence?
Yep. There's a lot of coincidences out there. How do you stay in Congress as long as he has and never, ever held a real job anywhere and on congressional pay accumulated the millions of dollars?
Oh, yeah.
Same thing with Nancy Pelosi and the rest of them that's been running in there for decades.
Yes.
I think she was born there and plans on dying there.
Yeah, that's probably.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's take another quick break and hear from our sponsors again. And folks, we want to also invite you to come out Tuesday night, the 18th. It is the 18th, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
For our next public meeting. The meeting is the first of our first public meeting of the year, and we're going to start it off with an update on the 2022 elections. We have our new vice chair, Tim Mason, will be presenting some information on the races, what seats are up, and things like that. And then we have Director of Elections here in Craven County, Melanie Ray, will be coming in and giving us an update on all the changes, all the legal aspects of it, what to expect, when open dates are and when things close, and, you know, all the things that affect your ability to go to the polls and vote.
So, and, of course, you know, the irony is that when they had this challenge to the redistricting, and which, of course, upset many, many dates and
yep.
many, many events that candidates had previously scheduled, and things that documents that they had pre-printed with the original primary date on it. What do you do with the expense of all of those things?
Well, that's the whole purpose that they do these things. Yeah. That's being upheld. The redistricting has been upheld by the courts.
Yep.
So, you know, they just keep watching. You'll see the pattern. If it's not agreeable to them, they're going to file lawsuits against it. They're going to tie it up in the courts. And why? Because most of the liberal judges were appointed by them. Mm. So, you know, if they can't win it at the polls, they're going to try to win it in the court system. And it doesn't matter what the majority of the people want. To show you the importance of that and why you need to look down ballot at all the races on the ballot, especially the judges, all the way down to the school board, you have those judges that are elected, but you also have the ones that are appointed. So it's very important that you know who you're voting for and who's going to be appointing your judges and what kind of judges they're going to appoint. And also, what kind of judges are you voting for? look at what the Supreme Court did today or yesterday.
Yes.
Had Donald Trump not been elected and had the other side appointed the new Supreme Court justices,
we'd have vaccine mandates.
The mandates would have stood.
Yeah.
Mandates would. So elections have consequences.
And again, to that point, Rick, that the dissenting opinions on the Supreme Court cases were arguing because of some public health dictate, not because of constitutional arguments,
right,
which is their only job.
Right. Well, folks, see how easily we can be distracted and run off on a tangent. I said we were going to a break, and then I was inviting you to our Tuesday night meeting, which will be 7 o'clock at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern. Again, it's the election 2022 updates and information that's important to all citizens and voters. So a lot of things have changed, and you can get the latest information that's available from our co-chair, Tim Mason, and from the director of elections here in Craven County, Melanie Ray. Come on out and join us and get to know CCTA.
Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call Charles Grover at 252-637-2399 or stop by the shop on 17 South in New Bern. Torque can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they can rebuild your transmission if that's what you prefer. See Torque for a variety of minor automotive repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pump. You can count on Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair.
Hey folks, here's a tip. When you think firearms and ammo, think East 70 Palm. They've been on Highway 70 east of New Bern across from the fairgrounds for 31 years. Drew Preston and his staff know firearms. Gun sales have tripled in under a year, and women shooters are the fastest growing part of their business. Their great inventory, over 300 guns in stock, changes daily. And if you want something they don't have, they'll look for it. New and used, rifles, shotguns, and pistols. Buy, sell, or trade. And they also have many holsters, scopes, and other gun accessories. Every member of the staff is deeply knowledgeable, and every one of them is an excellent shooter. So don't just come for the inventory. Come for the thoughtful advice. E70 Palm, your home for firearms, ammo, and answers. Highway 70 East, New Bern, across from the fairgrounds.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition of the Moore's family for over 70 years. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked to order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week in New Bern, Winterville, Moorhead City, Swansboro, and Jacksonville. Moore's will cater and deliver anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
How would you like to buy a present, be inspired, and have your spirits lifted? It's easy. Just visit Carolina Creations at 317 Pollock Street in downtown New Bern. You'll find an amazing array of gallery-worthy paintings, one-of-a-kind jewelry, pottery, glassware, greeting cards, personal adornments, and all sorts of temptations. Everything is displayed to please the eye. Prices run the gamut from a few dollars to a few thousand dollars. Many items are by local artists and artisans. Carolina Creations has been voted Best Gallery, Best Gift Shop, and Best Jewelry Store by the Sun Journal's readers. Stop in and see why. The friendly, knowledgeable staff will let you browse to your heart's content or swing into helpful mode if that's needed. You'll enjoy a visit to Carolina Creations. That's a promise.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, some folks ask, how did we get here? How in the world did we let this happen to our country? Well, one of the things, if you go back, and we've talked about this numerous times, over the past decades, we've allowed our education system to be infiltrated by communists, socialists, you name it. extreme leftists. If you do take and look at the surveys of your college officials, your teachers,
professors, yes.
Professors, all of them. Those educators are more to the left than we've ever seen before. And those are the ones that are teaching our children. It doesn't just start when they get to college. It now starts as early as kindergarten.
These are the people that our colleges trained in the 60s right. and 70s.
These are young teachers now that are coming out that went through the indoctrination by the socialists in the colleges. And if you look up these professors, these educators, and study, they're blatantly out there exposing themselves as socialists. And they've written books. And it's not hard to find the information. Look at the results of it. Look at the test scores and what we're putting out of our school systems, public school systems now. We used to lead the world in education, and now it's more of a social engineering platform than it is an education platform.
You know, it's interesting that back a few years ago when they were pushing for Common Core, and we heard Dr. Milgram talking about the math equivalent, I think, was that Massachusetts math equivalent, and then Minnesota had the best in the English, the ELA, the English and Language Arts.
Or right.
Both of those were the best in the world. If those states had been separate countries, they would have been number one.
Right.
Okay, but then our education system decided to ignore all that. Let's go in a totally different direction that makes Bill Gates rich.
Well, one of their tools now that we've been fighting as hard as we can is this critical race theory that has been introduced into our education system. The narrative coming out of Department of Education or Department of Public Instruction, as they call it, North Carolina, is that we don't teach critical race theory. It's not in our curriculum. It's not in our textbooks. Well, guess what? There have been some uncovered that are in the textbooks. But the main thing is, although it's not officially in the curriculum, it's being taught by these educators on their own. You can go into the classrooms and see the propaganda that they hang on the walls in support of things like critical race theory. If you take the time to go to the schools and look. But I'm going to read a story from Ed Week that reveals the culture of race-based teacher hiring.
Teacher hiring.
Teacher hiring. A radical real-life purge is taking place in thousands of public schools where a hiring process for white teachers is screening them for acceptable. Acceptable to who? Acceptable political views on race and racism. And it is happening in the open, in the name of diversity, equality, and inclusion, which are the terms that they like to throw around out there. But in reality, it's a divisive.
It's the exact opposite.
Right. But, yeah. It's meant to divide, and white against black and other races. But according to Ed Week, the educational news website, a leader with the American Association of School Personnel Administration is only one example of minority school officials grilling potential hires to acknowledge racial inequality and to explain how they have demonstrated anti-racism in the classroom and in their personal life. Mm. So that's a hiring practice that's going on now. I don't know that it's going on here locally yet, but if it's not yet, it soon will be, because it starts at the top. And your top teachers' unions push those narratives. Go ahead, Mary.
There's a state in the Midwest, it's Michigan or Wisconsin, I honestly don't remember which, that is paying minority teachers more than white teachers.
Right.
That used to be illegal.
Isn't that racist?
Well, I thought it was.
Okay. Well, software, according to this article, is being used to evaluate woke teachers. Oh. The story also makes it clear potential hires are sitting through a rigorous ideological test being administered by Nimble, a company that makes teacher hiring software being used in approximately 500 school districts across the country. Now, I don't know if any of those districts are here. It doesn't give us that information. The CEO of Nimble, Lauren Daschle, who is white, told Edweek many minority school districts and urban communities were already concerned about cultural competency in the classroom. Then came the murder of George Floyd and the Black Lives Matter protests that followed, she said, which made the issue of race in the classroom more important. So, as you can see, these teachers' unions and these public institutions of higher learning are pushing this narrative of race and critical race theory and further dividing us by race. And in the process, as Mary pointed out, being racist themselves by giving priority to a specific race. And yeah, go ahead, Melissa.
You know, one thing I've noticed, especially referring back to Biden's speech about the voting rights, he kept referring to the Voting Rights Act from 63. And he kept talking about Jim Crow laws, and he kept talking about civil rights movements and how important today's voting laws were. But how long ago was that? And there is no one who cannot vote. There is no one who will get turned away from the polls based on the color of their skin. But he talked about it repeatedly, separating the race. And with the school system, and like you talked about, the hiring of the teachers and the paying of the teachers based on their race, I got news for you. It is not the Republicans or the conservatives who are dividing this country. They are dividing it with their words every single day. This president who promised unity, who promised to be a president to all Americans, is the most divisive president we have had.
Absolutely. And he's not by himself. This whole administration is that way. Well, folks, that's all the time we have for today's show. We appreciate you tuning in and sticking with us all the way to the end. And we hope you will come back and join us again next week.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.